solidarity with friends in Christ Jesus. Good morning, and to you that sits in the YouTube channel, or listeners in the podcast and other social networks, and your brother in Christ, Pedro Ayala, servant of God for His grace, and I belong to the Pentecostal Church Restoration, Holiness, and Love Chamber, Inc., who shepherd and directs our beloved pastor, Maribel Núñez Molina. Our church is located at Calle Flamboyant, 194 Pueblo Indio, in Canómanas, Puerto Rico, and this is the ministry that bears my name from the school to heaven, the Escuela al Cielo. We will be using the Holy Bible app that you can get free of charge on both the Android platform and the App Store. The verse of the day is in Proverbs 27:17. Proverbs 27:17. This is the International Standard Version and reads like this. The powerfully word of God is read in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Iron sharpens iron, so man sharpens a friend's character. Again. Iron sharpens iron, so man sharpens a friend's character. Please God, continue blessing your already blessed word. Solidarity with friends in Christ Jesus. Friendship is a treasure that we must value over than gold, money, or any other material object. It is a demonstration of empathy, of understanding, solidarity with friends. A true friend seeks good, cares, and above all, yearns for salvation of his friends. A true friend will not contend for pretending to take the first place in the lives of his fellow men, since that place is already occupied with God. For a friend, there should be no greater satisfaction than knowing that he has earned his friend's soul for God, feeling that he has contributed to his friend's salvation. On this morning that the Lord made, do not give up on seeking the salvation of your neighbor, especially when you consider your friends. Be empathic, merciful, and delicate, remembering that Christ did not bring you to his ways. After all, your friends have also been granted free will, so salvation is voluntary. Add your friends to your prayers. Intercede for them, asking the Almighty wisdom to earn them for Jehovah and His glory. Amen. I hope that this short exhortation will serve as a reflection and strength to your life in this morning that the Lord has made. For pray, send message to our email, ministeriodelaescuelapalcielo@gmail.com. You can also get us on YouTube and listen to us in the podcast on Facebook. Remember to like and share us to support this ministry. If you have not already subscribed to this channel, where from Monday to Friday, we will give what we have received by grace. This was your brother in Christ, Pedro Ayala, servant of God for His grace, and we will see each other in the next year if Christ has not come to seek us as a church yet. Hoping that our pray and prayers to the Creator come from the school to heaven, de la escuela al cielo. God bless you.
in the world.